WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9 o'clock, it's sunny and 53 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. Well, the state's top tax official has used her authority to grant a tax extension to businesses and individuals living and working in the Missouri River flood zone. Victoria Daniels, a public information officer in the Iowa Department of Revenue, says it's unclear how many taxpayers may be late in filing.
We just don't know, but this is an ability that the director has by law to grant this extension in the event of a disaster.
Taxpayers must submit sales and use taxes plus any withholding for income taxes on a quarterly basis. The taxpayers living in the six counties that border the Missouri River now have until October 31st to file.
Maybe they can't get to their business location, or their computers are underwater, and so they can't do what they need to do to access the e-file and pay system, something to that effect.
Taxpayers in Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury counties who've been hit by flooding can qualify for extension and file their quarterly tax payments by October 31st without penalty or interest. Daniel says her agency also has gotten a number of inquiries from the Dakota Dunes area, where people have temporarily relocated to Iowa because of the flooding there.
There was some question about, okay, if I move to Iowa, am I now an Iowa resident, and do I now owe Iowa income tax? And the guideline has always been, if you have Iowa source income of $1,000 or more, regardless of where you live, you're going to need to file an Iowa return. And we do have guidelines for, you know, what we consider permanent residency.
Daniel says most South Dakotans fleeing flooded homes will be considered temporary and not permanent residents of Iowa because they intend to move back to their South Dakota home. The state of South Dakota, by the way, does not have a personal income tax. I'll have more news in just a moment.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
State officials say Iowa stands to lose millions of dollars in federal road funding if a deadline for repairs along the Missouri River is not extended. After a disaster, road repairs must be completed within 180 days to be eligible for 100% reimbursement from the Federal Highway Administration. Late last week, state officials learned the administration started the clock ticking on May the 25th when the flooding began. Iowa Department of Transportation spokeswoman Dina Gray Fisher says there's no way the state can have all the repairs made by November 21st.
For instance, on I-680, where the roadway is actually obliterated, and we're going to have to start over and rebuilding the road, it's going to take quite a while to get that work done and even to get access to it at this point. Other roadways like Iowa 2 are still inundated with floodwaters.
And Iowa DOT officials are asking the Federal Highway Administration to push back the start of the 180-day window for making repairs until after the water recedes.
What we're really looking for is a reprieve in the start date, and that would be to set that start date. It may be one of two options, either when the flood level is down and it's below that flood stage, or perhaps when the roadway is even in an area that's accessible. There's got to be a lot of drainage of the floodwaters that are still in the farm fields adjacent to the river.
The state would have to come up with a lot of money if the deadline for completing repairs isn't changed.
We're talking about millions of dollars that it's going to take to rebuild our roadways. And being able to have 100% recovery money is really what we need. It's a burden on the state to try to come up with matching money.
State officials say they even emailed a photo of Interstate 680 damage to try and make their case to federal officials. U.S. Highway 30 will be closed briefly here in western Iowa this morning to remove pumps and other flood-related equipment. The Iowa Department of Transportation says the closure will occur between the Missouri River Bridge and Harrison County Road K-45, which is west of Missouri Valley. The bridge carries U.S. Highway 30 traffic westward to Blair, Nebraska. The closure of both lanes is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. and last about an hour. The department says Missouri River floodwater is receding and the pumps are no longer needed in that area. The barrier of sand traps, or rather trap bags installed along the highway, will be removed later on. The Red Cross has received a $515,000 grant to help with flood recovery along the Missouri River in Iowa and Nebraska. The grant is from the Iowa West Foundation and funded by investment earnings and the Iowa West Racing Association, which receives fees from casino operators Ameristar and Harrah's. The foundation announced the grant on Wednesday to the Red Cross Lus Hills chapter in Council Bluffs. Officials say the funds will be used for client services, cleanup kits, support programs, and to replenish the chapter's supply of water and other items provided during sandbagging operations. The cleanup kits will be distributed in Pottawatomie, Fremont, Harrison, and Mills counties in Iowa, and Cass, Douglas, Sarpy, and Washington counties in Nebraska. A Corning woman was arrested Wednesday morning on a warrant out of Nottoway County, Missouri. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said Wednesday that 29-year-old Bobby Joe Bruce had been taken into custody at around 10:25 a.m. and held until she was extradited to Missouri. Governor Terry Branstad and officials of the Iowa Department of Economic Development and the Iowa Council of Foundations on Wednesday announced the funding of the 2011 County Endowment Fund Program. Officials say about $10 million in funding will be distributed to 85 community foundations across the state. Here in western Iowa, that includes the Empowering Adair County Foundation, the Adams, Audubon, Cass, Guthrie, and Harrison County Community Foundations, and the Community Foundation of Carroll. Each of the 85 community foundations participating in the program will receive about $118,000. In turn, they'll grant 75% of those funds to charitable projects and programs in their counties and use the remaining 25% to grow a permanent, unrestricted endowment fund. That fund will be used to attract additional donations and provide a source of permanent funding to charitable projects in the county. The county endowment funding program is made possible through monies the state generates from gambling revenues. 14 Iowa counties were not eligible to share the funds because they have state-licensed casinos in those counties. Officials of the Monsanto Company say members of the Adair Casey FFA chapter based in Adair have been awarded first place in a pilot FFA chapter challenge program sponsored by the seed company. Since early March, FFA chapters in Iowa and six other states have reached out in their communities to local farmers in an effort to meet them, learn about their operations, and connect with those persons by sharing what their local FFA chapter is doing in their community. Those same farmers were then asked to visit FFAChapterChallenge.com and vote for their favorite FFA chapter. More than 360 FFA chapters and a combined 22,000 FFA members earned over 10,000 votes from farmers across the seven-state area. Adair Casey FFA advisor Mike Cooley and Monsanto representative Ted Wallace will be on hand for the award presentation Friday night during the halftime program at Adair Casey's season opener with East Union, and that presentation will be around 8 p.m. Taxpayers will help fund the defense for a woman charged with fatally shooting a 20-year-old man at her home in western Iowa in 2001. District Court Judge Kurt Wilkie on Tuesday ruled that Tracy Richter Roberts can hire a criminal investigator, a private investigator, and a psychologist, all at the state's expense for a total cost of no greater than $6,750. A prosecutor had opposed her request. Richter Roberts was arrested in July and charged with first-degree murder in the death of Dustin Weedy at her home in Early. She's pleaded not guilty and said she was defending herself from a home invasion. Trial is slated for later this month, but Wilkie has suggested that it could be delayed. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, stocks have opened just slightly lower after a report showed that more workers joined the unemployment rolls last week. First-time applications for unemployment benefits rose last week to 414,000. Economists had expected a slight fall. The prior week's estimate of new claims was also revised higher. Both are signs that layoffs are increasing. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down a little more than 41 points. S&P 500 is down about 7. NASDAQ is down nearly 13 points. An aide to President Barack Obama says it's time for Congress to take action to create jobs. White House Chief of Staff Bill Daley said that in the president's speech to lawmakers this evening, he'll propose innovative ideas for growing the economy. He says the American people are demanding that something be done to address persistent unemployment. Part of the major highway into Philadelphia is closed by flooding and a rock slide as the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee dump heavy rain on the northeast. Thousands of people are expected to evacuate the flood-battered city of Binghamton, New York today. Flood watches and warnings are in place from Maryland all the way to New England. And wildfires have destroyed nearly 1,400 homes in central Texas, where firefighters have been battling to get the blazes under control for days. The Texas Department of Public Safety says the fires are about 30% contained. Two deaths are blamed on the fires about 25 miles east of Austin. Thousands of residents remain evacuated. News time is 9:10.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
In our funeral announcements, George Bodie, age 88, a longtime rural Lewis resident, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Graveside services for George Bodie will be today at 10 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. The Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Eric Larson, age 48, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. A celebration of life service for Eric Larson will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Victor Bauer, age 92, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Victor Bauer will be today at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Alice Kindison, age 84, of Exira, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Alice Kindison will be today at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. 73-year-old Sharon Lauk of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield died Friday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Sharon Lauk will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Corey William Menifee of Atlantic, age 35, died Tuesday at his home. Memorial services for Corey Menifee will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. 92-year-old Fern Brew of Glendale, Arizona, and formerly of Stewart, died September 1st. Funeral services for Fern Brew will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. 76-year-old Ramona Keating of Stewart died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Ramona Keating will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. 67-year-old Paul Espeland, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Paul Espeland are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And 90-year-old Ethel Rowetter of Irvine, California, and formerly of Westside, died Wednesday in Irvine. Funeral services for Ethel Rowetter are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of our news brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.